Chapter 1. All the Time You Want. Mr. Symington and Mr. Blenkinsop entered Andrew Brown's life on possibly his worst morning at Lexington International Bank. He had spent 10 years trying to climb the career ladder. Most days he sat in front of a computer for 12 hours and made guesses about other people's money. Did he really want to get to the top of the ladder? Well, everyone at the bank was climbing it, so he hoped that he would like the top when he arrived there. And now there was a chance of a promotion, which would mean more important meetings with more important people. Then, one day, he might get another promotion, and then, one day, he would be the boss of the whole office. Andrew could not remember why he wanted to be the boss, but anyway, it was important to have a dream. Today's meeting was very important. The new boss of the London office, Vanessa Lang Randall, would be there. If he impressed her, then that promotion was one step closer. But he had competition for the promotion, the always well-prepared Samira Jenkins. She always knew more than Andrew and had always worked just one extra hour on a presentation. But this time, no one could be better prepared than Andrew Brown. He woke up on the morning of the meeting feeling well-rested and calm. "Wait a minute," he thought. "Why am I well-rested? Why am I calm?" He was suddenly very afraid. He had slept for too long. It was 6:45 a.m. He jumped out of bed, ran to the bathroom and washed his face quickly. Then he picked up his suit from the chair and knocked a glass of water over the trousers. "Oh no!" he shouted at no one. Then he put the suit on anyway and he ran for the train. From the station he ran all the way to the office. When he saw that the lifts were full, he ran up the stairs to the 7th floor. He arrived hot and breathing hard, with just enough time to see perfect Samira Jenkins finish her presentation. He was too late. The meeting was finished. He heard clapping from his boss and his boss's boss and Vanessa Lang Randall herself. Andrew Brown tried not to cry. He had lost his chance to impress Vanessa. He walked back to his office, where he sat and laid his head on his desk. And then, suddenly, two white men, dressed in the same black suits and white shirts, were in his office. They had the kind of boring faces that you would forget the moment they left the room. "Good morning," said one. "I'm Mr. Symington. This is Mr. Blenkinsop."
"Good morning to you, Mr. Andrew Brown," said the other man. "Although, in fact, we hear you've had a bad morning."
"Everyone has a bad morning sometimes," said Mr. Symington. "Luckily for you, we're here to help."
"Help?" Andrew asked.
"We have something very special for you, Mr. Brown," said Mr. Blenkinsop. "Something that will help you with your bad morning and every bad morning you will ever have in the future."
Mr. Symington continued.
"How would you feel if you could get an extra hour any time you liked? An extra hour for that report for your boss, or to spend time with your loved ones, or just to sleep late?"
"Just think of it," said Mr. Blenkinsop. "Everyone knows that an hour before breakfast is worth 3 hours in the afternoon. Think about today, for example. Wouldn't you happily give me the rest of the day if I could give you 2 extra hours this morning? There would be no stopping you from climbing up the career ladder then, would there, Mr. Brown?
Mr. Symington spoke again.
Mr. Brown, we can lend you enough time to prepare for this morning's meeting. The time to spend with friends and family, the time to get ahead of Samira Jenkins. But of course, Mr. Brown, that time will have to be paid back.
At a very fair interest rate,
said Mr. Blenkinsop, so fast that Andrew did not hear him. And suddenly, Andrew Brown felt very angry. Here he was, on the worst day of his life, and these men were making stupid jokes.
Lend me... What on earth are you talking about? Look, how did you get in here? Who are you? He shouted.
He doesn't believe us,
said Mr. Blenkinsop.
They never do, replied Mr. Symington.
I think we should show him, Mr. Symington, said Mr. Blenkinsop.
He took something from his pocket, and then Andrew Brown understood everything. 51st Century Earth was definitely a beautiful place to spend a holiday, Amy thought. She was inside a large, special time bubble on a beach covered with white sand, and she was watching the sun go down. For 3 hours, the sky had been filled with gold and orange. Out at sea, a big fish jumped in the air, happy to be alive. Amy silently thanked the doctor for agreeing to her 3-week holiday from work and walked over to the edge of the bubble. The bubble shook, and the orange sky seemed to shake too. She looked down at her new pink special lucky holiday camera, Catch the Moment TM. It had a cosmic radiation battery that took energy from the universe, so the battery never needed recharging. Every time she used the camera, it made a time bubble around her. Time inside the time bubble went faster, while things outside the time bubble seemed slower. Thanks to the time bubble, she already felt like she had been on holiday for weeks. But then she heard a loud noise. The TARDIS suddenly appeared inside the time bubble, and the door opened.
Did you have a good 3 weeks? Asked the doctor.
It hasn't been 3 weeks, said Amy.
The doctor pulled an enormous watch from his pocket. He looked at it.
Not 3 weeks, he said. Time goes quickly when you're having fun, but yes, it's 3 weeks. Now, time to get back to work.
Doctor, shouted Amy. It's only been 6 days. Look, I'm using this camera to make time bubbles.
She gave him the camera and he looked at it quickly.
Well, it's only been 6 days in Earth time, but inside the time bubble it's been 3 weeks.
The doctor pushed a button and the time bubble disappeared. Then he threw the camera back to Amy.
Keep that, it could be useful. Right, come with me.
Amy followed the doctor into the TARDIS with the camera in her hand.
We are going to Lexington International Bank, he continued, to save the future of this beautiful Earth.
He pointed outside the doors. Then he turned around in a circle, pushed 2 buttons, and the TARDIS disappeared again.